You see? There's nothing to worry about.
Ace, why can't you ever show some patience? We don't know what's out there.
It's a courtyard. Big buildings all around us. Some grass over there. I can't make out much. It's getting dark. Oh, and it's freezing cold. But there's no one around, Professor.
Doctor, that's not the point. The TARDIS is still shaken after hitting that anomaly in the vortex. The old girl's systems need time to reboot. Until they do, she can't tell me where we've landed.
20th century Earth, you said?
Maybe. But I can't be any more specific than that.
It feels like home and all. Mind you, those buildings would have to be a bit old. Oh, we could just have a quick look round, couldn't we?
It might be dangerous.
Don't know about that. Feel safer than usual already.
You do, huh?
Well, if you don't know where we are, then I can't be walking into one of your big master plans, can I?
Oh, very comforting.
Besides, I've got my rucksack. If anything nasty comes at us, there'll be something in here that can deal with it.
So long as it isn't bomb-proof. I'd be more impressed if you thought to bring along a torch.
I thought I could rely on you to shed some light on the situation.
You were right, Ace. It looks like this place was built in the 18th century.
Shine the torch over there.
In fact, those buildings seem familiar.
Doctor, shine the torch over there behind us. There's a tunnel.
If I could just step back a little, I'll gain some perspective.
It might be the way out.
Oh, no. I've just realised where we are, Ace.
What's the problem?
No time to explain. Come on.
But we haven't even been shot at yet.
It's only a matter of time, I assure you. Run.
Oh, God, Bennett! Floodlights! I can't see!
This way! Back to the TARDIS!
There's more of them!
Hendy Hawk!
Across the lawn!
Hendy Hawk, order Ace Caesar!
Keep running, Ace!
Perhaps you misunderstood me.
Fräulein.
What's up? Never seen a woman before.
I ordered you to raise your hands above your head.
You shot my friend!
I will not tell you again!
You shot my friend!
No, Ace.
Don't worry about me. Just do as the gentleman asks.
Doctor, are you all right?
I was hit in the shoulder. I'll live.
You are Britishers?
Yeah, that's right. Nazis again. I can't stand Nazis.
You will consider yourself my prisoners. For you, the war is over. What are your names? You!
Leave him alone. He's hurt. He needs help.
I want his name.
He's the doctor, all right?
And this is my friend, Ace.
No code names.
There are real names.
I know what you want here. You thought you could use your invention to free your comrades.
Invention?
My sentry saw your arrival. Your travelling machine appeared from the air itself.
What, and you believe them? Sounds to me like someone's put away a bit too much snatch.
You four, take that machine into the commander tour and secure it. The rest of you, bring them.
Yeah,
hold on a minute. Where are you taking us?
You feign ignorance again, but do not worry. You will become familiar enough with this place.
What are you talking about? Where are we? And who are you, anyway?
I am Feldwebel Kurz. I command these men. And on behalf of the German Reich, I welcome you to your new home. O Flag 4C. Or as it may be more familiar to you Britishers, called its castle.
Come along, gentlemen. You heard the appel sound.
We heard Hauptmann Schiffer. Why another roll call ready?
Yeah, and we heard those shots too. What's going on?
This is not your concern. Flying Officer Gar, I want you to assemble these men in the prisoners' courtyard.
It'll be an escape. The Yanks, I shouldn't wonder.
Yeah, and I bet some trigger-happy goon is open for fire.
Is that right, Hershey? Is that what this is all about?
I am sure you will be notified in due course.